I want to take just a moment to remind you how important it is to think on paper. I talk about it all the time. It's so important, especially if you're someone who's easily distracted. You need a notebook with you at all times. This is where you jot down your best ideas. When you think on paper, all of that creativity flows and it sends that message out to the universe. It's crazy the things that you can manifest when you put your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions on paper. Whether you're looking for a very simple to use, effective day planner or a blank notebook to capture all of your brilliant ideas and brainstorms, the place to go is pushjournal.com. We've got blank notebooks as well as incredibly easy to use day planners. Like, this is the day planner I created as someone who has ADHD who needed something super simple. We've got new designs that have more blank pages, or our classic push journal with a health tracker, as well as blank notebooks that are so cool. They're so adorable. Like, it literally will tell people a little something about your personality when they see you writing in this notebook. Check them all out by going to pushjournal.com. What is going on? Hey, so I was going to record for you a different topic, and then I realized, you know what? You need some really good stuff to curl up on the couch and spend a little time binging, like Netflix. A few of these are not on Netflix, but I'll tell you where to find them. And I've been working on this list now for almost 2 months, and that's good news for you, because every time I would watch a show that I thought was like better than another one that was on this list, I would just replace. So without further ado, here's what to watch this holiday weekend. Okay, the first one you're going to find on Showtime, and this is going to be very interesting to you if you've ever, first of all, wondered what couples therapy is like, if you've ever thought it would be super cool to be a fly on the wall during a real therapy session, if you've ever gone to couples therapy, if you've ever been one half of a couple. You're going to find the show very, very interesting because it is live, real therapy sessions that are taped between couples, right? And there's a whole bunch of different couples that they follow. The therapist who is giving the therapy is actually a very skilled therapist. And they do spend a little bit of time like kind of digging into her life, but not too much. It's primarily focused on the couples. And I don't know about you, but when I watch this show, maybe you'll feel the same when you watch it. I just kept thinking, how does she do this? Because there's so many times when I'm watching it, I want to like give the business to one of the partners, but she doesn't do that. She like very patiently works through each one of their scenarios. And it's pretty interesting because there will be times when you're watching these sessions where you're going to think there's no way this couple should stay together or that they will stay together. And most of it was filmed during the pandemic, which is also very interesting because there are some problems that you probably would not have arisen if it wasn't for the fact that people were like locked inside and kind of forced to deal with each other. In some instances, they were new couples. In other instances, they were just couples that just never had to spend that much time together. So it's pretty fascinating. Again, it's on Showtime. I really loved it. And if you're interested or fascinated by therapy, you will too. In the event it's not just you who is looking for interesting shows to watch, this one is of interest to the dudes. This one's of interest to the ladies. This one is of interest to anyone who's like really into streetwear or fashion and business. It's got a lot of really cool elements to it. It's called Untold, which is a series on Netflix. And I think I've recommended a few other versions of Untold. So if you like this one, watch. I have not yet seen one Untold that I didn't think was amazing. This one is about the company And One. So Untold, three college friends who love basketball. They're not great at basketball. They just love basketball. They're super smart. They start selling t-shirts out of like the back of trucks. And the t-shirts just had like really funny, crazy sayings on them. Like, you better go to church and pray you don't guard me. Things like that. And they have this very interesting marketing technique that involves what they call a mixtape. And I mean, they just took off. It became freaking huge. Now, I remember And One. I remember people wearing And One streetwear. I remember And One basketball tournaments. But like watching this documentary, I was like, whoa, I had no idea it became such a huge phenomenon. Like, it became I mean, it was on ESPN at one point, their traveling basketball league, and it pretty much disrupted the market. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Nike gets involved in this documentary, and it's just, it's really fascinating. It's nostalgic if you remember the 90s. This next one, if you love food documentaries, if you loved watching Anthony Bourdain's, was it called Parts Unknown, honey? Parts Unknown. We used to watch that on Sunday nights. Loved it. I don't know, just like very cozy TV, if you will. And you got to travel the world and experience these incredible foods and cultures, etc. Well, there's a new documentary on Netflix. It's called Street Foods. And it's made by the creators of Chef's Table. And it's really interesting. It's a series of half-hour shows where they kind of do a deep dive into the street food of like the most vibrant cities. So you learn about the culture of the street food. I mean, if you think about it, some of the most remarkable restaurants, the most infamous restaurants, were started by someone who couldn't afford a restaurant, who maybe opened up like a little food truck or was selling food on the street. And they visit different countries, different cities. They go to Thailand, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Vietnam, all over the United States, including Los Angeles. Like after I watched it, I was like, holy cow, I have a totally different appreciation for street food. And now there are places where I want to go and try the street food, where in the past I would have thought that was like a pretty, maybe it is a risky thing to do. I don't know, but it made it incredibly appetizing. And it's really a fascinating way to kind of explore a city by watching this documentary. And obviously it's family friendly. Not so family friendly is The Vow, season two. So season one, you probably remember, was on HBO. And just to kind of give you a quick recap, I'm trying to think if you started by watching season two, if it would make sense for you. And I don't think so. Brett just said, yeah, they definitely have to watch season one. So if you watch season one, then hello, you're going to want to watch season two. And I don't even have to convince you. But I will just tell you that in season two, season one, they kind of like explained what Nexium was, which is kind of what many people called a sex cult, and how people kind of fell in love with this guy named Keith Raniere. Very strange. Very, very strange. I do not understand how adults can become so blinded and just follow with, you know, blind ambition one individual. It's very, very strange. And these very powerful, intelligent, talented women, many of them, the things that they did for this guy, you're like, what? Huh? But anyways, that was season one. In season two, it's primarily about his criminal case. And it's a very interesting kind of different look, because in season two, they look at other key members of the cult who also felt like they were taken advantage of by Keith Raniere, but they're also being held responsible. So it's pretty interesting. That's season two of The Vow. Okay, this one's lighthearted. I just love Shark Tank. I don't know if you guys do. I freaking love Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank because I love to shop, and almost every single product, I'm like, oh, that's dumb when they first come out with it. And then by the end of their pitch, I'm like, I have to buy this. And I find myself on Google, like searching it out and trying to find this product. I think it's interesting if you're fascinated by business, negotiations, entrepreneurship, the art of presenting yourself, the art of selling, because I mean, these people are like literally selling their idea. Now, many of the same original sharks are on there, like Barbara, is it Corcoran? Mark Cuban's on there, Lori Grenier, Robert, Damon John, Kevin O'Leary, and then there's a couple of new people. I can't think of her last name, Emma. She was like the CEO of Good American, the company that one of the Kardashians started, and Kevin Hart, not Kevin Hart the comedian, but Kevin Hart the serial entrepreneur. They're kind of like reoccurring characters, but it's on ABC and you can, you know, watch it on demand. And I think it's just great binging. Like so many of you ask, like, what would it take if I'm interested in helping my kids start a business, or if I'm interested in starting a business? Like, I think watching that show is such great inspiration. This episode of The Chalene Show is sponsored by our good friends at Organifi. I'm recording this in the evening, and one of the things I love to do in the evenings is to wind down with a hot cup of Organifi Gold chocolate. It literally tastes like a hot chocolate, you guys. I'm telling you. It's a soothing blend of medicinal mushrooms. Now, hold on. It doesn't taste anything like mushrooms. I'm telling you, it tastes like hot chocolate. And that's because they use organic cocoa, a holistic alternative to hot chocolate, and it literally calms your nervous system. It also improves your immune system. And for me, I find that I get into a deeper state of rest. So if you want to try one of the many Organifi products, I recommend that you check them out. Go to Organifi, Organifi.com/Chalene, and you're going to get 20% off. As you know, I love a ton of their products. Any place where your diet might be deficient, like you're just not getting enough of that ingredient, or you want to bolster your immune system, which is so important, especially when we're talking about hormone health, weight loss, your mental focus, all of those things, you've got to take care of your immune system. And Organifi creates the highest quality supplements, most of which are in a powdered form, which allows you to just mix them with water, super convenient, all 100% USDA certified organic ingredients. And again, you get to try them for 20% off by going to Organifi.com/Chalene. I'm going to spell it. Organifi.com/Chalene for 20% off. Okay, another one you might want to watch on Netflix is called Eat the Rich. And this is one that may have broader appeal than just you. It's the story of GameStop. So you may remember that there was this time, I think it was kind of near the end of the pandemic, where this group of kind of like Twitter users and Reddit, people who are on Reddit in these Reddit groups, all kind of conspired together to take down, quote unquote, the rich. And they banded together and they bucked conventional wisdom and they started investing in this stock that was basically considered a dying dinosaur, which is GameStop, right? Because people just weren't using GameStop anymore. Everything was digital. And it's pretty fascinating because even though it's financial and you're like, oh, I'm not interested in that, trust me, they do such a great job in this documentary of, first of all, breaking it down, helping you understand. Like, I love the way they explain the terminology. I watched it with Brett and I was just like, wow, this is so fascinating. I didn't know a lot of these terms. I didn't know how a lot of that worked. So I learned a lot about the process, and they do it in a way that's kind of like a David versus Goliath framework. You know, it's like these online traders who are basically kind of day traders who banded together to take down like the rich guys, like the guys who have hedge funds. And it's pretty insane. And they do a really good job of making it funny too. So that again is on Netflix. It's called Eat the Rich. Now moving to Hulu. This one is not family appropriate. It is called God Forbid, Holy Guacamole. All right. I will say this documentary could have been a little shorter, but when it's good, it's really good. And it kind of goes like in waves where you're like, oh, okay, this is boring. And then they get to the good stuff again. And this is a story of a Miami pool boy who was like a pool boy at this like super hot Miami club where Brett and I have stayed before. So that was really fascinating when they're showing the footage from the scenes by the pool. If you guys follow me, last October, I shot a bunch of Instagram stories about like this scene at this pool. I forget the name of the hotel. Brett says it was called the Fountain Blue. So this very well-known evangelical pastor who I believe is the son of Jerry Falwell. Yeah. He's Jerry Falwell Jr. Okay. And so he's like my age and his wife, who's like my age, and they have this weird fetish. No judgment, but yeah, when you are Mr. and Mrs. Perfect Christians and he's like the president of the largest Christian college, and they have this weird fetish where he wants to see his wife getting it on with young men. Well, she meets this pool boy at Fountain Blue, and they start having an affair And the documentary is from this, I think it's very disrespectful to call him a pool boy. He's a young guy. He was working by the pool. All right, there you go. I think his name was Giancarlo, something like that. Anyways, they had a 7-year affair. He and Jerry's wife, Becky. And they were like so tied into like politics and Donald Trump and like all these like bad guys, if you ask me. And he basically throws his wife under the bus and is like, yeah, no, she had an affair, but don't blame me for her behavior. I had nothing to do with it. And the gentleman who she had the affair with is like, yeah, he did. He was there all the time. Anyways, it's really fascinating. And one thing that I loved about this documentary is the young gentleman who was having the affair with Becky, his sister is kind of like the co-narrator of his older sister, is kind of the co-narrator of the documentary. And she's really funny. Like, some things she says are hysterical. So parts of it are funny. Parts of it are shocking. Parts of it are very disturbing. And it's sad to see what they did to this young man's life. Okay, now let's turn back to something much lighter. Love is Blind Season 2. Let me just tell you, I was so excited for Love is Blind Season 2 to be released. And we started watching it. We watched the first 2 episodes and Brett and I just looked at each other and I'm like, I can't. He's like, I can't either. I'm like, good. These people are so cheesy. They're so annoying. I'm not invested in any of them. So let's not watch it. And we're like, okay, let's not watch it. And then one night we were talking to Sean and Scott and they're going berserk because they were watching the Love is Blind season finale. And then my girlfriend Kenya was like, oh my gosh, are you watching the finale? And I'm like, we tapped out. We just weren't that interested. And everyone that we said we tapped out, they're like, no, you tapped out at the moment it got good. Like, go back in. So I will tell you, hang in there. All of your preconceived beliefs and the perceptions you have about them when they're in the pod. So Love is Blind, what happens is, I think it's like 10 days that these 15 people date each other without being able to see each other. So there's a wall between them. And in those 10 days, they have to try to find someone that they fall in love with. And it's set up by psychologists who have really put the right like 15 men and 15 women in these pods. Like, they know how to make this happen. And so by the end of the 10 days, they're supposed to propose without ever having seen the other person. It's really good. And it's going to be shocking to you. You are literally going to be shocked. And I'm so glad we stuck to it. So that's on Netflix. It's very lighthearted. It's pretty decent for family fun. I mean, you know, they speak in innuendos for the most part. Obviously, there's some adult relationships happening, but it's pretty clean. There's no nudity. There is some foul language, but okay. So now moving on to Netflix, The Good Nurse. Now, a lot of you told me to watch it too. It took off on Netflix, so maybe you've already seen this one, but it's based on a true story. And the documentary creators actually said when they were developing the script, hey, let's stick precisely to what happened in the story. Like, we don't need to invent any details. And because they did that, I think it just doesn't feel Hollywood. It feels like, whoa, you watch and you're like, this happened. And I can see how it could happen again. And it's so scary. And especially because of like what I'm dealing with and, you know, the medical board. For me, I just found it so freaking fascinating. And you will too. It's a story of this nurse who basically confesses to having killed a lot. I won't give you a spoiler, but let's just say murdering a lot of patients in a way that is, I didn't know you could kill someone this easily. So it is intense. It's a thriller and it's scary because it could happen today. And it's scary because of the way the medical system is set up, but you should watch it. So that's A Good Nurse on Netflix. Okay. White Lotus. You remember I went crazy and told you you need to watch White Lotus season 1. Well, White Lotus season 2 is out and it's on HBO.
When they don't have to watch season 1.
He's just said, and I don't know if you heard him, but you don't have to watch season 1 to follow along with season 2. Okay? But season 2, because it's all new vacationers with one exception, and it's going to be your absolute favorite character. But anyways, they're on vacation in Sicily at this beautiful resort in Sicily. And when we started watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh, Brett, this is Taormina where we were this summer. It's where my cousin Ashley and Pat live, the Sweeneys. And like every single street, all the little shops. I'm like, we were there. Oh my God, we were there. Oh my gosh, do you remember? Like, it's so beautiful. And it's just the most picturesque, beautiful seaside resort. I can't wait for you to watch it just for that reason. You know, it is a series. So like with anything, the first couple of episodes, you're getting to meet the characters, but it kind of takes place in a hotel, and it's all the interesting, dark, secret dynamics that are happening with these guests and the hotel staff. It's friggin' awesome. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Okay, White Lotus, it's on HBO, season 2. Okay, one that I think the fellas in your house are going to love, or if you've got some sports fanatics, it's called Facing Nolan. And it's the story of Nolan Ryan. Now, before you're like, oh, boring baseball, listen, I feel ya. I picked it because I was like, oh, I got to let Brett have one. He'll find this interesting. I loved it. First of all, with a lot of these sports documentaries, the theme is they, you know, squander away all their money, or they've got these horrible habits, bad decisions, they're snorting cocaine, they're gambling, like all these things, right? Nope, not Nolan Ryan. Like, this is just the story of a normal dude with the most exceptional talent you could ever imagine. I think he pitched for 27 seasons. I mean, he was still throwing darts at age 46. Brett's laughing at my lingo. I mean, he's just an amazing character. But what I loved about it, and I've read a bunch of reviews about the documentary, and I can't believe no one's talked about this. This is a love story. So Brett was just saying it's a lot like the Magic Johnson documentary that I told you to watch, because, you know, the Magic Johnson documentary, you thought it was going to be about Magic, but it really was about Magic and Cookie. And I think this documentary is really about Nolan and his wife, who I can't think of her name right now, but just such a normal dude. It was also kind of weird to see like what he looks like today, because I hadn't seen him since he was, you know, 46 years old, and now an older gentleman and just normal, living in Texas. And he's just basically a freak of nature. But it's a really, really fascinating, interesting, lighthearted, good family viewing, very wholesome. And that, again, is Facing Nolan, and it's on Netflix. Okay, I need you to cut me some slack for just a second, because I'm going to brag about one of my kids right now. But the reason why I want to tell you this story is because you could do this too. And I know that because we've helped thousands of people have like awesome success. So Brock was on Instagram. He was like totally trying to grow it, working really hard to make tons of posts. He had about 60, 70,000 followers. That's a lot of followers, but I mean, he was working at it intently. This is after he graduated from college. Then Instagram releases their reels, and Brock challenges himself to do 30 reels in 30 days. His Instagram growth doubles. It was insane. So then he challenges himself to do it continuously for at least a full year. And guess what? Brock today has over 500,000 followers. It's insane. He's growing on Instagram like 10 times as fast as I could ever hope to. And it is because of this 30-day reels challenge. Now, I want to encourage you to do it too. So if that's something you're like, that is what I need. I need some accountability so I actually do this every day. And I need someone to tell me what to post every day. Okay, well, you can now be a part of our 30 days of reels ideas. It's like a challenge, but you're also going to get lots of ideas. If you prefer to just post your own reel, you can do that too. But if you need ideas, this is the place to go. You can grab yours for free by going to instaclubhub.com/30reels. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/30reels. All right, moving on. This one is also on Hulu. It's called The Last Tourist. And it's very interesting because when I saw the previews, I thought it was going to be about, like, you know, different areas where they're very popular for tourists to go and, you know, around the globe. And it does do that. So it is beautiful and examines the most popular tourist locations, but from the perspective of how does it impact the people who live there? How does it have an impact on the planet? How does social media have an impact on all of these areas? And how is it that social media impacts the promotion and how people experience tourism? I thought it was pretty fascinating. Like, it was gorgeous, but it also was like, yeah, there's so many of these places where people feel like they have to go, but only because they've seen it so much on social media. And then they show like footage and clips of people who are just like hundreds and hundreds of people and no one's experiencing it. They're all just like holding up their phone and getting the shot for Instagram, right? But there's also some really positive side effects too, where there's this kind of trend where people want to do things that are like off the beaten path. So it's interesting. It's fascinating. It's quick and it's beautiful. All right. This one is kind of hard to find and you're going to want to watch it only if you're like a major music fan. It's called The Long Promised Road. And it's a documentary about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Okay. Now you might know that he had some major mental health issues. I mean, like major. Wow. But this dude is like a genius. The reason why I found it really interesting is, first of all, the reporter who basically follows Brian has been with Brian for like 20 years. And this reporter is one of the only people that you can tell Brian Wilson really trusts. This reporter, I can't think of his name right now, but he's just very empathetic, patient, kind, soft-spoken, caring. Like, you can tell he really cares about Brian. And you can just see that Brian Wilson is, I mean, he's beyond gifted, but also tortured. The music in this documentary will leave you transfixed. You will literally cry. I mean, when he is making the song God Only Knows, holy cow. I mean, it's remarkable. His dad was like a really violent, physically abusive man. Brian Wilson, believe it or not, today is 80 years old. But it's kind of a look at like his genius and his mental health struggles and fame and the expectations that we place on famous people and some of the disappointment that they just kind of have to experience. So I found it deep. I loved it. Okay, if you want something really, really light after that, this is kind of like a maybe. And then we'd be Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 2. Okay, it's just eye candy. I mean, it's just like if you want your brain to melt. I always say I need to give you a couple of shows that you can watch and also be on your phone at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe if you're decorating the tree because you're one of those people that likes to get it up the weekend of Thanksgiving. It's just eye candy. You know, some of it's just like so laughable how ridiculous, how ridiculously fake these scenes are and their wealth and how it's weird. Like they're so unrelatable, but then there are other, just like little moments where it's so relatable from a family standpoint. Like if you've got sisters, I don't know. It's eye candy. That's all. It's eye candy. If you want to melt your brain, enjoy some of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I will say I haven't watched the most recent episodes because it bugs me what's going on with their weight loss. And I don't want to judge because I don't know what's going on, but it just, something doesn't sit right with me. And, you know, when you've been there, when you have done things that are really unhealthy, I just feel like you get a really good sense of when somebody else is saying that they're eating and saying that they're doing things to be super healthy and they can't explain their weight loss. My spidey senses tell me something else is going on. So, and if you have young ladies in your household who are impressionable by these celebrities, I think I would have to tell you to skip it. I do hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving with your family. You know, Brett is the cook, but I have the most world famous, in my family anyways, stuffing recipe that was passed down from my grandma to my aunt, to my mom, to me. And it is so easy. It is so easy. Okay, you ready? Here we go. I don't know the amounts, but basically you're going to take Hawaiian sweet bread, a loaf of stale wheat bread, and you just crumble it all up, obviously. And then you pour tons of whole eggs and heavy whipping cream on top of it. In a separate skillet, you're going to grill up Jimmy Dean sage sausage, which is pretty sweet tasting. Onion, chopped sweet onion, I should say, chopped green apples, salt, pepper. I think we put a little bit of nutmeg in there, allspice, not too much. Stir it all together, massive amount of butter, and you pour the butter, I guess you call that a roux, when you're melting down the onion, the green apple, the spices, the butter. Yeah, so all of that gets nice and soft. And then you pour all of that on top of the bread, which is already drenched in eggs and cream. And then you've got this like deliciously sweet sausage, and you mix it all together. And it's stuffing, but frankly, it's really kind of more like bread pudding. It's like stuffing flavored bread pudding. And I have never served it to anyone that they were not just like, this is the best thing I've ever had. And like most stuffings, it's even better day two. As you can tell from the way I've described the ingredients, it's completely low-cal, low-fat, perfectly healthy for you. Do it, baby. I am really excited to have you back here on Friday. So even if you're going out shopping, please tune in, because I want to tell you, I got to see my surgeon on Monday, and I cannot believe the things he told me. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that and more about what's going on here in New York. As you might expect, after the NBC piece appeared about Dr. Malavi and the medical board, lots of people have been reaching out. So I've got like so many people I've got to call back, and like they've left messages to tell me a little bit about what happened to them. But yeah, a lot more victims coming forward. So we always put that number, I'll put that number today in our show notes. I'll make sure it's in Monday's episode as well. So I pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving for those of you who have to do it with your family that is not family by choice. Like, you're just born into this family and you're already completely stressed out and it's a nightmare. May the force be with you. I'm praying for you. I hope that it goes by smoothly. Remember, you can't change their opinions. Just get through it. Have some healthy boundaries. Drink some dry farm wine if you need to. And for those of you who are smart enough and fortunate enough to have family by choice, man, soak it in, because there's nothing better. There's literally no greater blessing than having people in your life that you get to call family because you've decided to, because they are your family by choice. Like, what a blessing to have those kinds of friends around you. And you only need one, right? And if by chance this is one of those holidays where it's just going to be you, hey, it's no big deal. It's just like any other day. Don't make a big deal about it. You're going to be fine. Next year is going to be a lot better. You are where you're supposed to be. You are amazing. You are beautiful. And you have so much to be grateful for. You are blessed. And more blessings are coming your way. All right. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. Very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. If you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.